All right, well, we can do it together. All right. Hey, so this is the new podcast called the Cinematic Failures Podcast.
It's gonna be with me and Xavier. I'm
Yep.
Robert.
Yeah, and I'm Xavier from the channel Lawnmower Movies, where I do movie reviews. I've only done like one so far, but yeah, so this is the Cinematic Failures Podcast. And yeah, what we've actually done here is I've made like a massive list of movies. There's like 42 or 45 on here.
Isn't
And
44? Because you got rid of one.
no, I got rid of three. Wait, I made a list of 45 movies, and then I got rid of three for this episode.
But I thought
Yeah,
you
so
got rid of
here.
one because it wasn't meant to be on the list anymore.
Oh yeah, I did. Anyway,
So,
I'll just replace that. Doesn't
yeah, just
matter.
replace it, it's fine.
All right, so every time we do an episode, we're basically going to get the whole list and then choose three movies at random using like one of those spinny wheel websites. Yeah, we're gonna choose three random movies and then we're just gonna talk about all of them. And then at the end of the episode, we're gonna choose three new movies to add to the list. Okay, so basically today, which one do you want to talk about first, Robert? I think we should talk about The Happening first because it's the most iconic one.
Yes, the happening.
And then which one do you want to save for last?
How about Pinocchio?
Okay, yeah.
It's the worst one out of the three, though.
Is it?
Yeah, I thought it was. I mean,
We'll talk about it later.
okay. Yeah, we'll talk about it later. Actually, no, it's not the worst
Okay.
one.
So, let's go. Cinematic Failures, episode one. All right. First up, we have
The
from the
happening.
brilliant mind of M. Night Shyamalan, the great director, we have The Happening.
An amazing movie.
Yeah, starring Mark Wahlberg, who's really giving the performance of his life. With a 5 out of 10 on IMDb and an 18% on Rotten Tomatoes. What did you think of this movie, Robert?
Honestly, I can't describe how boring it was. Nothing
Actually,
happened.
I don't know how like all of the actors were as bad as they were.
You know, I watched someone review it and, like, they were talking about how the actors were the way they were because it's relevant to the plot.
Yeah.
You know, where they're optimistic and all that. And because they're acting like that, they weren't affected by the tree, the chemical released by the trees.
Is that what was happening?
Apparently. But still.
Yeah. Maybe. I have to give the movie credit. It has a really cool name. I love the name of the movie.
The happening.
Yeah, it's like cool, you know? But the thing about this movie is it starts out not bad.
What, you mean the beginning where.
Yeah, where everyone just starts killing themselves in the park.
Oh yeah, that part, all that. I was confused. I didn't understand what was wrong, what was
Yeah, it was
happening.
confusing, but it was like in a confusing in a good way, where you're like,
Yeah.
oh,
Then they go to
we're
the
gonna.
when Mark Wahlberg is a teacher.
Yeah, okay, that was like a.
A high school teacher, I think,
But,
was it?
like, I don't think I've ever seen like a movie with such like a steady decline, you know?
Yeah.
Like it just it start this opening scene was really good.
It
And then
started
from
all
there it just
right.
went like all and then from there it went all right. And then
Yeah.
boring.
Then just
And then it was
terrible.
below average. Then it was fucking terrible. And the ending is like one of the worst endings of a movie I've
The
ever seen.
ending is a cliffhanger where
Yeah,
the whole
spoilers for
entire
all of these
world.
movies, by the way.
Yeah. It's like the ending is where the this disease, or no, not disease, but the
Yeah, where it
chemical
spreads to
they're
Paris.
releasing, it spreads and it's going around the whole world. The whole world is being affected, which it's not. It's
No,
Halloween
that's
movie.
not. Okay, but the thing I was referring to about like the ending. Do you remember the scene at the end where like the the wife. What's Mark Wahlberg's girlfriend's name?
We should like keep everything in front of us, like all the characters.
Yeah. Okay. I'm looking at it now. Elliot is Mark Wahlberg, and then his girlfriend is Alma.
Alma Moore.
Yeah, Alma Moore.
Yeah.
And anyway, so at the end, there's the scene with those two, yep. And then the little girl who's also there. She's kind of like third wheeling.
Yep.
And then, you know, like they're like, we have to go out together and meet each other.
Mm-hmm.
And then somehow they just don't get affected by the happening, even though they're in the wind and plants.
Yeah, yeah. That's the whole movie. They don't get affected by happening as well, yep. Which is kind of confusing.
But like, I don't exactly know who gets affected and who doesn't, like what the rules are. Basically, all the movie tells us is plants and wind. Those are all the real rules we get.
It's a chemical and it's affecting people they want to kill themselves.
Yeah. But like, I don't even think this movie understands how like things work. Like, you saw the scene where they were running away from the wind.
Yes.
They were like, the toxins won't get to us if we run away from the wind.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense. Don't question it, Xavier. It's one of these movies where it was probably meant to be something else, but then movie had a plot, then they steered away from it. So it doesn't make any sense.
Wait, do you actually want to, before we like discuss how bad the ending was, do you want to start at the start? Like, and basically explain what happens in the movie? Yeah, basically, explain the plot.
Yeah. Wait, we already explained the beginning where
where everyone starts killing themselves in the park.
And it's like,
and then he's like flirting with his student.
Yeah. And everyone thinks it's a nuclear weapon.
Yeah, because people are like, it's terrorists that are doing this. And I'm like, what? And they say it like, I think they wanted to have, like, for this movie to have, like, a big reveal. Like, the reveal being that it's plants.
Yeah, but
then someone figured out that that's a stupid reveal to have. So then they just, like, addressed it multiple times.
Yeah, address it quite
so early. So the audience knew what it was, like, well before the others figured it out. And they were like, but it was kind of just frustrating the way they did it, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was frustrating because, like, the characters that were sort of relevant to the plot, they just killed them off as well. Like, the kind couple that they meet in the beginning.
Yeah. That
save them. They end up dying. It's like, you can't have the main characters survive the whole thing. Like, I know plot armor is a thing, but like, the movie's unrealistic.
Yeah. So then, anyway, like everyone around them is killing themselves.
Yeah.
And no one knows why. So then they decide to evacuate New York City, and they're taking the train down to Philadelphia, where they stop the train.
Yeah.
For reasons they don't explain why.
They don't explain why.
Oh. And then everyone's trying to find like a more and more like remote place to hide away from the virus in.
But that's, you know, the main characters.
Yeah, and then Mark Wahlberg, Elliot, his friend dies, and they have to take care of his daughter.
Mm.
And then they bump into all sorts of wonderful characters along the way, like the hot dog guy.
Yes.
Remember him? And he's just like, I think hot dogs get a bad rep. They got a pretty nice shape, and they have protein. Remember that guy? Like,
the hot dog guy.
Yeah, the hot dog guy. You can't forget him.
The highlight of the movie.
Oh, nah. Okay, you know what the highlight of the movie was?
Mm-hmm. What was it?
Okay, the absolute worst line, like the worst thing about the movie, is, remember when, I have to look this up again. Remember when Alma Moore says, like, the audience knows that she cheated on him?
Yeah.
But like, he doesn't know that? And then we find out, but it was only just dessert. Like, they didn't actually do anything. And then there's, like, she confronts him. And she's like, I had dessert with this guy. I had
dessert with a guy, yeah.
When I told you I was working late. And then, like, he gets, like, upset about it. Because she lied to him. And then he tells her a story.
I bet they added this scene to extend the movie and bring out character
I don't know what it was. But no, the best part is when he starts telling her the story of the time he went to the pharmacy and there was a really beautiful pharmacist. So he almost bought cough medicine for $6 when he didn't have a cough. And in the end, the story isn't even true, so...
How romantic.
What are some of your other favourite lines or favourite little scenes from the movie, Robert?
To be honest, my favourite scene has got to be when they meet the family. They meet the... Who are the characters? It's, where is he? They meet Nursey Owen?
Hot dog guy. That's the hot dog guy.
Yeah, the hot dog guy. And, they go with them and, doesn't he introduce them? He basically, he has a giant greenhouse, right?
Yeah, he has the giant greenhouse and he talks to his plants.
He talks to the plants.
Because he was like, come here, babies. And I was like, who's he calling babies? And then, like, it turns out it was the plants.
Yeah, I took a moment for me to, realize what was happening. Because I was pretty confused in that scene. But it's by far the best scene in the movie.
Oh, no. Like, another thing that I just found, amazing. Do you remember the scene? You remember the scene where they were trying to get into the house?
Which
house? And they had the... it was the three main characters plus, two kids that they had with them. Mm-hmm. And then they found a house. It was it's abandoned. So they went in. But then there was a guy there. And he was like, don't come in my house or I'll shoot you off. You're probably infected. And then Mark Wahlberg, he basically says, oh, no, it's fine. We're normal. And to prove that they're normal, has the bright idea to start singing a song. I don't even know what it was, but...
I don't know why this movie is the way it is. Maybe there's some hidden plot behind it that we don't understand, Xavier. Maybe there's a hidden thing behind it.
But what is the theme of the movie? It's just plants. It's just all the movie comes down to in the end.
Plants attacking humans because they don't like global warming, I think.
Is it? Is it an environmentalist movie? Or did you just want to make a movie about plants?
It's the plants revolting against everyone because they're treating the environment bad. That's it. It's the defense mechanism of plants. That's what it's coming down to. So maybe its powerful message is to try and... It's a full-on, stop the use of... I don't know... Environmentally harming factories and all that stuff. I have no idea.
Are you trying to say be sustainable?
Basically, yeah.
Okay, but the ending is so bad to this movie. I absolutely hate the ending.
The ending basically makes everything that happened in the movie irrelevant.
Because
the whole world then.
You know that, you see them all, basically they just go out into the wind in the, grass. Yeah. And then they're like, we're gonna die. And I just found it super funny how, the couple wanted to be with each other in their last final moments.
Yeah.
But then the woman, Alma, she takes the little girl along with her to die with her boyfriend.
Because everyone has to die, Xavier, you know?
Yeah, but it's just kind of, fucked up when you think about it.
I mean, I guess it is, but
why is she leading this poor girl to her death? She didn't come to that conclusion, you did.
I mean... If you've gone that far, might as well go the whole way, you know? Just kill off everyone's baby, you know?
Yeah, but... Then after that, they go into the house. And they go all the way into, the bottom.
Yeah.
And then they're all convinced they're going to die. Even though they just didn't die when they were in the place that's actually dangerous.
Because they're mean to it. No, it's because they're optimistic.
No, And then it zooms out. And you get narration from Mark Wahlberg.
Mm-hmm.
Who never narrated in this movie before. This is the only time it's here. And then he says, I thought we were going to die, but then it turned out to be okay. And then you see 3 months later, everything is back to normal and fine.
Mm.
That was That wasn't even funny. Like, that just kind of made me, like, kind of pissed off. Like, that was just... That's such bad writing. I absolutely hate when movies do, like, stuff like that. There was no way it's just a terrible ending.
You have to just cut the ending off.
Yeah, I know. Like, they just cut the ending off. Like, I thought it was going to be, like, something like I Am Legend.
I Am Legend, that's an amazing movie. They did yeah, a it's really a good, good
movie.
Job.
It's a really good movie.
There was good resolution there. Like, there was a...
Yeah, but you remember the ending.
Yeah, I remember the ending. They went... they left the recording and they went on a trip to find the safe haven.
Yeah. Yeah, and, like, it's revealed that Will Smith, like, isn't alone. And then he finds the people. And, like, in the end, like, he saves the day, basically.
Yeah.
And I thought the movie was going to do something like that. Like, imagine if I Am Legend just ended with Will Smith crouching down in a corner. And then it cuts to him narrating, saying, I thought we were going to die, but it turns out it was okay. And then 3 months later, had him and some kid. And also, did you notice in the last scene of the movie, the little girl, Jess, she had a backpack that says Avatar The Last Airbender.
No, and I wasn't thinking... at that point, I was barely paying attention to the movie.
But she has the Avatar backpack.
You're bullshitting.
No, I'm not. And she gets on a bus, and the bus she gets on has the number 2010 written all over it. The year M. Night released his next movie, The Last Airbender.
His career goes downhill.
Yeah, bad. No shit. I even added The Last Airbender to the list of, like, the terrible movies.
Yeah, I'm going to have so much fun watching that.
And you know the movie that you wanted me to add, After Earth? Yeah. Which I never heard of before? That was M. Shyamalan's movie after that.
Yep, M. Shyamalan. How do you spell his name? M. Shyamalan.
I'm probably pronouncing it wrong, but if you look up The Happening cast, he's there.
Yeah.
I don't remember him being in the movie, though.
He's going to be director. I'll just do director. So he was hyping up his next movie, which was an absolute disaster.
Which movie? The Last Airbender.
The Last Airbender.
Yeah. I've watched that before, and it's...
So everyone's watched it with high hopes.
I didn't have any hopes. I knew it was going to be terrible. I don't even know why I watched it.
I was looking forward to it when I was little.
My dad just put it on, and then I was with my sister in the room. We just didn't, you know, leave. And I don't even know why.
He's actually made good movies. Like...
Yeah. His career is just like this movie. Starts off pretty good, and then steep decline.
Yeah, but after that... He made a good movie, Split. He made Split. That was really good. Then he made Glass.
Yeah?
The new movie, Old, sucks. But his 2016 Split and 2019 Glass, they're actually both really good movies.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So his career went sort of up, then smashed down with Old. Terrible movie. Oh, okay.
Yeah, I haven't seen many of his movies. Like, the only one I've seen before this is The Last Airbender. So... I could, like, you know how I, like, did the DC review where I, like, ranked the DC movies, like, the new ones?
Yeah.
I guess I could, like, do something like that with his movies.
He is a lot of movies. God.
Does he?
Yeah.
Like, only stuff he's directed.
Oh, he's made quite a few movies he's directed, but I'm not sure if he's directed all of these. He might have had some part in it. Because there's a lot. Of M. Night Shyamalan movies here. About 20 or so.
Sorry?
About 20 movies, but...
It's just... Like, it kind of does the Suicide Squad thing of trying to get you invested in the characters and giving them depth, but it just fails, and it's, like, so on the nose. Like, you know in Suicide Squad, how, like, Will Smith has a daughter?
Yes.
And then it keeps forcing that in your face for the whole movie. Like, oh, look, he has a daughter. Don't you feel sorry for him?
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of what it was doing, like, any character work was just so, like, forced.
I mean, I reckon it would have been a better movie if they actually killed the characters in The Happening.
Yeah, true. That would have been a much better ending than 3 months later, it was all fine. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah, The Happening, but, ending, they all died.
I don't think we've really talked about the elephant in the room here. Oh my god, the acting.
Amazing, Xavier. Amazing acting.
Oh my god.
So if they...
I think the worst was definitely Mark Wahlberg and his wife.
They were meant to act that way because they acted, they managed to survive. that's apparently what they were doing.
The way he delivers all of his lines and the way she just like looks, like she constantly has this like expression on her face and stares into nothing, but like she kind of like stares into nothing intently. It's weird and like unsettling.
I guess so. I mean,
all right, before we move on to the
all-time low for both of them.
Yeah, before we move on to the next movie, is there anything else you wanted to add about The Happening?
Do you want to review this? What rating would you give it?
Maybe around like 20%.
Isn't that a bit too generous? Look,
25 is the absolute highest I would go.
Fair enough. I mean, it's definitely
a 2 out of 10.
It's better than Wonder Woman 1968 or
1984. And I don't know, because like, yeah, maybe I'll have to think about that. But is there anything else you wanted to add?
It's just a failure of a movie. Not worth mentioning. Just don't watch it, everyone.
It wasn't even funny. Like, there were some funny moments in it. Like, some classic Wahlberg lines that were just really funny. But as a whole, it's not that good if you're looking for a bad, good movie.
Bad, good movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Alright, so, what did you think of Aeroplane Mode, Logan Paul's movie?
It's pretty bad. The acting is not good.
Pretty bad.
It's like giving someone a lot of money and making them make a movie. Because
I can't tell you how much I hated this movie.
It's so bad.
There was nothing of merit. Like, I couldn't find, like, one thing I liked about it.
I mean, the only jokes they had in it was a rip-off of the movie that this was meant to be. Like, a rip-off
what,
of...
What, Airplane?
Yeah, Airplane, the old one. Jesus. They copied the jokes off that one.
Yeah, they, like, copied some of the jokes, but, like... I hated this movie so much. This was just... It was, like... a clusterfuck. There was no one associated with this movie. It was remotely talented.
Yeah, it was just YouTubers. All of them, all the actors were YouTubers. Yeah,
like all of the actors were just YouTubers. Mm-hmm. I mean, you can sort of tell which actors are like not YouTubers because like...
They don't get like...
Like, what's his name? The flight attendant.
The gay guy?
He was like the gay guy. He was an actor.
Yeah, he did his role... But, good.
Yeah, exactly. But there's nothing you can do with that. Yeah,
the gay guy. Oh, what about Logan Paul? The guy.
The
gay guy's thoughts.
Yeah, him being gay is actually very important to the story and saves the day in the end because Logan Paul has this unexplained ability where he can listen to gay people's thoughts. He's like telepathic, but just with gay people.
How much money did it make? I want to search up on the box office.
I don't know, because, like, this movie was delayed by 2 years. Because of the Suicide Forest incident. And I just don't think Logan Paul was as big in 2019, really.
I guess he only got hyped up since he wanted to box
Logan. You know Logan and Jake were the screenwriters for this movie?
Yeah, it makes sense. I'm not surprised.
It was those two and two other people, but... Honestly, don't think there was anything I liked about this movie. Like, usually with these types of movies, there's like one joke mm-hmm. which doesn't make you laugh, but you kind of think, oh, that's not that bad, but this movie was all bad. Like, there was nothing remotely good about it.
I mean, he gets over his fear of heights. If that's something good, you know? Logan Paul.
Yeah, so glad. But he doesn't get over his fear. He's scared right till the very end, from the very beginning. So he doesn't even do that.
Yeah. It's a really bad movie. I can't really... You can't really give any...
I struggled with this one. Like, I really struggled.
Everything about it is bad. Like, the acting is terrible.
All of the YouTubers play themselves. And I mean that in the most literal way I can.
Do you know the main reason why it crashes is because everyone didn't follow the airplane mode rule?
Yeah, I gathered. That's the whole reason the plot... exists, because people didn't turn their phones on aeroplane mode, so it crashed.
I mean, my favorite part was the beginning, like the introduction to the movie, where they had that
where a bunch of YouTubers were in Logan's house.
No,
and they all start that,
like the introduction of the movie before. Where they had like the credits, and it was
and then there was like
it was just all animated.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what else I would say, because there's nothing I liked about this at all.
Wait, who was the target to this movie? Because, like,
I don't know.
Can't be targeted towards kids.
Yeah, it's just one of those bad comedy movies that the only people who find it funny would be kids, except this movie's way too inappropriate.
Yeah, it's not really meant for kids.
I struggled with this movie. It's not even funny bad at all. Like, I didn't laugh at it once.
Yeah, same.
There is so much gross out humor, and I absolutely can't stand gross out humor. Like, especially when it's just constant. And when there's, like, no talent behind it, it's just, like... Oh, look,
yeah.
Someone's vomiting. It's like, look.
The whole movie is made as a YouTube video. It's not an actual movie.
Like, it's kind of like a Family Guy episode where, like, none of the jokes matter to the plot and they're all interchangeable.
Yeah, that's like, true. Yeah, none of the jokes
matter. You see the, like, the guy who finds the random child and he breastfeeds the kid despite being a male. And then he does the thing with the Lion King, with the kid, just for the purpose of reference. Like, that was, I think that was the worst part of the movie. Yeah, that was the absolute low point.
That is...
And it just didn't know when to stop. Like, that joke really overstayed its welcome.
Yes. Even when the drunk mum was looking for a baby.
Yeah. And then again, the whole joke in that is, oh, look, this is a woman who... is drunk. Like, none of this is smart at all. Like, there's nothing. There's nothing here. It's just all complete shit.
Yeah, it's because Logan Paul and Jake Paul directed it.
Yeah, I have to say, this movie was much worse than I ever thought it was. Because, like, I watched two reviews on it before.
Mm-hmm.
Like, not before I watched the movie, but, like, a few months before.
Yeah.
And I really didn't think it was this bad at all. It's really this terrible. Definition
of get a bunch of teenagers to, like, $3 million and make a movie.
It honestly just seems like you got 12-year-olds together, and then you're like, oh, here's $100 million. Yeah, go film a comedy movie. And this is what they came up with.
So, like...
Oh, my God, the screaming. Like... And... Like, this movie doesn't know how to do such, like, basic things. Like, the way we're introduced to all the characters in the movie that matter, like, at once. And it's just them going into Logan's room. And they're like, oh, Logan, where'd you keep the almond milk? And he's like, in my sock drawer. And then they leave. Like, that's how you're introduced to all the characters.
That
scene
was completely pointless. Like, that's... So many of the scenes are irrelevant. You could probably make the movie better if you got rid of half the scenes in the movie.
I think this movie has Jesus. This movie has character introductions that are worse than Suicide Squad.
Yeah, I would. Suicide Squad's good compared to this. The character introductions, because
compared to this,
it's just.
Oh, what if they so did bad. That? It was just like Logan Paul scared of aeroplanes.
There isn't really a character
meant to be attractive in this movie.
The movie expects you to know all the people in it.
I didn't know anyone in this movie.
Same, I didn't know any of the.
Who did you recognize? I recognized Logan Paul.
I only recognized Logan Paul.
And Casey Neistat.
I didn't even recognize them. I didn't really follow up on that.
Really? Like, apart from Logan Paul, I only did recognize Casey Neistat, who had a small role.
I didn't recognize her. Who's she? Who is she?
Oh, no, it's he. Casey Neistat. He was the, you know, the guy, like, the guy at the aeroplane who was checking people's bags.
The gay guy?
No, not the gay guy. He was just checking people's bags at the airport.
Oh, that guy. Oh, yeah, I know him.
He's like a vlogger.
Yeah, I know him. He was, like, pretty... When I saw him, I'm like, yeah, I think I know him. That guy with that... He only got, like, a 3-second role scene. He did better than everyone else, to be honest. I don't know why he got a bigger role.
Did he do better than everyone else?
Yeah, I reckon he did. He could have done a better job than the rest of them. Not that it's really that hard to.
And if you know, like, the... I guess he's the antagonist. I mean, he's the closest thing we have to an antagonist.
Yeah.
What's the Russian guy called? It says here his name's, like, Vitaly. Is that his name?
The guy who was strapped to the chair, the suicide?
Yeah.
I have no idea.
That is the worst way you can do an antagonist, apart from Suicide Squad. Like, oh my god. He added nothing to the movie. He just made things like... They just wanted to make things more chaotic when the movie was already about a plane crashing. Yeah, it's just they needed something to add. Like, all of these jokes feel like they need something to add. Like Logan talking to his lube bottle and the scene of the termites.
Oh yeah, that was fucking stupid.
I absolutely hated that. Like, this movie has like some of the worst gross out humor I've ever seen.
I mean, it's just bad overall. It's the consistency stays the same the whole movie. They did a good job of keeping the consistency, but not bad.
Yeah, I'd rather they didn't keep the consistency, because then we might get, like, a good 5 minutes in there and not just be consistently awful.
Well, I almost stopped watching it after 5 minutes.
Oh, I know. Like, it's another movie that if I wasn't doing this podcast, there's no way I would watch it. And if I did, there's no way I'd, like, keep it going.
I didn't know it existed until you told me about it, and I regret it watching it.
I remember because, like, two YouTubers I watched did, like, a review on this movie, and...
And you thought, I might watch it? It can't be that bad.
If there's anyone listening who hasn't watched the movie, consider yourself lucky, and also, you don't know how bad it is. Like, I just don't think there's a way to accurately describe how terrible this movie is, because, like... Both of the reviews I watched was just going on about how bad it was the whole time. And still, I was really surprised by it. Just how terrible it could be.
Basically summed the movie up as completely trash, just don't watch it.
Trash, pointless, nothing of merit, no point to this. It's so bad. Like, and usually I'd want to like summarize the plot, but like...
You don't want to, do you?
No, like, it's not that. It's just what plot is there to summarize?
I mean, Logan Paul wants to go to Australia.
Wants to meet his girlfriend. To fuck a girl. Logan wants to go to Australia to fuck a girl.
Doesn't get with her in the end.
His exchange brother wants to go to Australia to fuck a girl. So they go to Australia. And the people refuse to turn their planes... I mean, their phone's on aeroplane mode, so the plane starts crashing, and then Logan and the love interest have to land it together.
You know, like, not like they probably could. It's not really, you don't really need to like get a license and train pretty hard to get
can
one.
Can you imagine half the jokes in this, like, you know, written out on a script?
Yes, I can. I can imagine Logan Paul and Jake Paul
making it and
laughing about it.
No, I can't imagine that. Like, Logan and woman are flying the plane. Then, like, a penis joke. Then the monkey, who's in this movie for no reason at all, comes out of nowhere and starts climbing on Logan's head. Like, I can't imagine.
Wait, what?
Yeah, there was a monkey at one point who just came out of nowhere. Like, yeah, he wasn't in the movie. And he just came out, climbed on Logan's head, and then went away.
What?
Yeah.
Good thing I don't remember that.
What was like the worst thing of the movie, in your opinion, Robert?
I'd say the worst part is the ending where he finds out that the person he loves or likes is gay. I'm like,
what? No, that's not what happens.
No, because he hears his voice.
Yeah. No, Logan Paul finds out that his love interest's boyfriend is gay.
We don't even know why that guy is there, for starters.
For plot.
Yeah, for plot. But, like, I just thought that was one of the most stupid scenes in the movie.
I don't get how you can have such, like, just a simple, basic plot, and you still have to, like, introduce plot elements that are so lazy and stupid. Like, Logan being telepathic to gay people.
Yeah.
This feels like a movie without characters. Like,
you could remove a lot of the characters and it would still be bad. It would still be the same.
Yeah, because, like, none of the people who, like, make the jokes are characters. Like,
yeah.
Would you consider the air host to be a pilot? Would you consider...
No, they don't make the jokes. I mean... most of the jokes are said by just the actual actors.
Yeah, just random people.
The rest of the people...
Like the guy who breastfeeds the baby.
The rest of the people are just there just to... Because they wanted to be on the movie. In the movie. That's it.
Like, what even happens in the movie? They're like... Like, this guy's getting blowjobs on the plane. This girl's getting drunk.
Yeah, she's getting drunk.
This guy's watching small people kiss.
Oh, yeah, that...
This
movie overall is shit and just...
One of the worst things I've seen. One of the worst things I've seen. I absolutely hate it. No. I absolutely hated this movie so much. I'm sorry I made you watch this, Robert, but it's for the podcast.
Yeah, I'm gonna try and forget about it.
Yeah, do you have anything else to add, though, before you do try and forget about it?
I think we said everything about it. It's just shit.
Yeah, I think we did. And then would you like to introduce the final movie we're talking about today, Robert?
We are introducing... Well, I'm introducing...
Yeah, you are. Good job, Robert.
The
2002 movie.
2002 movie called Pinocchio. You were... the one... This Pinocchio...
I can't. It's so fucking stupid.
Is directed by... Roberto Benigni.
He's like a famous Italian comedian. He's like loved in Italy. And he won like 2 Oscars before this movie, which ended his career.
In Italy, they actually thought this movie wasn't that bad.
Yeah. But then the thing is, this movie wasn't a failure at all. Then they tried to introduce it to the US and then it failed.
It failed miserably in the
US. This is one of the movies that has 0% on Rotten Tomatoes.
I did not know that.
Yeah, 0%.
I mean, I didn't watch the dub version. I watched the original. Did you watch
it? Yeah. I didn't watch the dub. I watched the one with Italian that had subtitles.
The dub one is pretty bad.
Did you wait? You watched the dub one?
No, I tried watching the dub one, so I switched to the other one. You got some pretty famous actors narrating it.
Okay, so famous Italian comedian Roberto Benigni, who was not 40, 50 at the time, Robert. That was my mistake. I told you he was 40, but no, he was 50 at the time.
Even better.
And he wanted to be Pinocchio really badly. Since he was Italian, he just really wanted to be Pinocchio. So he decided to produce, write, direct, and star in this movie.
That flopped pretty hard in America. In Italy, it was good.
Oh my fucking god. So, Robert, would you like to try and explain the plot to the listeners? Would you like to try and explain the plot?
Sure. This movie is basically... It's not the Disney version of Pinocchio. It follows the dark side, the true story of Pinocchio.
But it doesn't. It, like, kind of tries to do, like, a half thing.
It's half-half. Like, so it's, like, half Disney and half,
yeah, it's like, Pinocchio is, like, running around and, like, talking about lollipops and shit. But then he's, like, going on about how he wants to die because everyone, like, around him has left him. It's just kind of, like, dark and fucked
it's
up. Dark.
It's like, I don't even know who the target audience of this one is.
No, yeah, I know. But, okay, you know the best part in the movie?
What?
Like, I was laughing so hard when I watched this movie. The part... Okay, there's this one part in the movie where Pinocchio has 5 golden coins or something.
Yes, yeah, that part.
So, okay, so then 2 people he meets, I think they're called Cat and Fox. Yeah, is it just their names?
They look so stupid.
Yeah. They disguise themselves as assassins.
Yeah. That was so stupid.
Okay, and as then they're pretending to be assassins. They're chasing Pinocchio through the forest at night while Pinocchio's screaming, "Ah, assassins, assassins, they're after me." So then he knocks on like this house and he's like, "Purple-haired fairy," who's a main character to the plot later on,
yeah,
"let me in." And then she's like, "No." And then he hides the coins. So then they find the coins and... they don't find the coins. The assassins don't know where the coins are. So they decide to hang Pinocchio.
Yeah.
They hang Pinocchio with, like, a noose. And you see him get, like, hoisted up on a tree with, like, the moonlight behind him. And the blue-haired lady looks at him from the window as he's there hanging. Oh, my God. What the fuck is wrong with this movie? Like,
it's following the like the story. Pinocchio is one of the few books with actually a dark side. And
yeah, like no, because the original was dark. Because like lots of fairy tales are.
Yeah, it was following that plot, but it was like a mixture between the dark version and normal version.
It just feels like you're watching Fred the Movie, because like this guy's running around. He's like screaming and breaking things.
But he like. When he does stuff, he explains what he's doing when he yells. It's really weird.
Yeah, he always, like, explains exactly what he's doing. Like...
That's not a good movie.
The scene where he's, like, singing to himself about, like, "Oh, I'm walking in the forest, just walking in the forest because I've been freed from prison."
It's a disaster. Like, I don't know how people could have liked this movie.
I honestly think I could do a podcast that's 2 hours long where I just talk about this movie. Like, there's just a never-ending amount of things to discuss about this. And I don't even know, like that's why I told you to summarize the plot. Because it's impossible to do so.
It's pretty long.
So much happens.
There's a lot happens in the plot. But,
there's no overarching story. It's just things are happening left and right.
It's a mixture between like couple stories. You got his story with the fairy, then you got him and his father.
Like, yeah, it just goes from thing to thing. Like, he goes to the place with the donkeys.
Oh, they turned to donkeys? I was like, what the hell?
No, that's from like the Disney movie.
No, but they turn into donkeys in this one, or his friend does.
Yeah, yeah. And then he has the scene where he's sad that his friend's dying.
Yeah.
Like, there's one scene where he's running around in the forest, and then, like, he wanted to report a crime because someone stole something from him.
Yeah, but then he gets arrested.
Yeah, he goes to court to report a crime, and the judge just chucks him in prison for 5 years for no reason.
Then he gets a lollipop with the...
Yeah, he meets a friend who has the lollipop. And then basically the next day, it's just like 4 months have passed and they casually bring that up. And I'm like, what? Have they? Like, there's no indication that time has passed or anything. It's just...
In the movie, the director, or Pinocchio, whatever, that guy, it was given... He wanted to be creative in the movie.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So he wanted to follow the similar plot to the really dark version of the storyline. So he wants to be creative and add his own twist to it. Turned out good for him.
Yeah. Also, this movie never gets old of just how stupid he looks as Pinocchio.
Yeah, it's so stupid. Like, that's why I accidentally watched the wrong one. Because I'm like, this can't be the real one.
But they also changed the story. Like, the whole, like, the main point, like, of the story is that Geppetto, like, really wants a son. So he carves a wooden puppet, then wishes that...
No, he
what's that
wish...
noise?
What?
No, what's that noise? It's coming from your end.
What? What noise?
There's some noise. It's coming from you.
My brother's speaking right now.
No, it's not that. Anyway,
what noise?
Nah, it doesn't matter. So then basically, like... like, basically the guy just has a puppet, and then he wishes that the puppet was, like, alive and his son.
Well,
so then the puppet becomes... The puppet that's already carved becomes alive. It's not a living piece of wood that is just living for no explained reason.
Magic Xavier.
And then when he carves his face, he can talk. That's not how it works.
Xavier's like, a fairy tale. Let it be.
No, but they changed the story. What do you think of the ending of this one?
Oh, I thought the ending was so stupid.
Oh my god, that was...
It was my favorite scene, though. I like the ending where they see him on the chair. I like that. That was funny. That was one of my favorite scenes in the movie.
I think I started watching this movie and I'm like, I was trying to think, am I laughing at or with this movie?
At the movie.
And then around the time that the guy who has sentient puppets that he just like owns that to put on show and he likes to eat them. Like around the time the guy that likes to eat his puppets was introduced, I was like, no, I'm definitely laughing at this movie.
That puppet, like, he's meant to eat puppets, okay?
Why does he eat puppets? Why?
I don't know, Xavier, but why would he feel sorry for Pinocchio?
Also, his puppets. So you're telling me that this guy had like puts on puppet shows during the day, and at night he eats them.
Yeah.
Do you like how Pinocchio killed the cricket by smashing him with a mallet?
That scene was like stretched out so much with the cricket running away.
What about the scene where Pinocchio finds the grave of the blue-haired princess or whatever?
Yeah, where they run. Is it the one where they like disappeared or that the?
No, that was when he was freed from prison.
Oh yeah.
Anyway, okay. Do you want to like discuss the ending?
Yeah, let's discuss the ending.
All right. So basically, Pinocchio does a whole bunch of shit.
Mm-hmm.
He says he's gonna go to school. But then his friend tells him that he's going to a place called Fun Forever Land where you don't have to go to school.
I thought you meant the end.
Oh, no, end. Let's just, like, do a recap.
Yeah, so they go to...
And so then they go to Fun Forever Land and he gets turned into a donkey and he's doing, like, a show and he breaks his leg. So they chuck him into the ocean and for no explained reason, he just becomes a puppet again and he not a donkey.
Yeah, and I'm honestly, this... Maybe there's a hidden meaning behind all this, Xavier.
No, but then you know the whale that eats them in like the Disney movie?
Like a shark's there, I don't think it was a whale.
No, in the Disney movie, it was a whale.
It looks like a shark.
That ate them. But in this movie, they turn into a killer shark. Anyway, they get swallowed by the shark. Pinocchio gets reunited with his father. The shark sneezes them out. With no nose that breathes through gills sneezes it out.
Let it be, Xavier. Let it be.
I don't want to let it be. This movie's terrible.
It is terrible.
Yeah, anyway. And then Pinocchio and Geppetto, Geppetto basically tells him, Pinocchio, I need to have a glass of milk, otherwise I will die. So then Pinocchio finds a farm, and he takes him takes his dad to this farm. And it's just like such a, the movie's doing this now moment. Like, the movie just drops every plot point and just focuses on Pinocchio
saving his working... father.
Sorry?
His father. I actually said Pinocchio's grandfather.
No, it's Pinocchio's dad.
Fun?
Pinocchio's dad.
Yeah, man, his dad. He just looks really old, so I mistake him for his grandfather.
So he's like doing manual labor on a farm all day so he can get milk for his dad. And it's like
it's one glass of milk
a night plus a penny. And the same exact shit happens 3 days in a row. Like, I'm pretty sure they even like use the take of the dad drinking the milk like twice.
The same one?
Yeah, like, I think so.
I wouldn't be surprised.
But, like...
they're probably, like, wrapping up the end of the movie.
Where did that come from? Why? There is no explanation of why he desperately needs milk.
Maybe it's in the story. You know, the proper story they copied off.
Is it? But, like, still, the movie should try and explain it.
He's dying, anyway, he needs milk.
After the third day of Pinocchio doing labor so his dad can drink milk... Pinocchio wakes up and then him and his dad are rich and the dad's not bald anymore. He has real hair.
Yeah, I was confused, like, that scene.
And then they explain that since Pinocchio was a good boy. Yeah, they then explain since he was a good boy, everything is good in their lives.
Everything came true.
And now Pinocchio is a real boy.
Yeah.
Which is funny because... in this movie, he didn't even say, I want to be a real boy once. He was just fine with being a puppet in this movie.
I thought he did.
No, he didn't. Place.
I didn't question the fact that he didn't.
And then, like... also, he doesn't look like a puppet. He just looks like a man.
He is a man.
So then, like... and then they, like, point and say, over there, look in that corner. And it's Pinocchio's body slumped over in a corner.
No, like the and positioning, then, he's like the most crooked position you can have.
Yeah, I know. It's like unsettling. And you know, all Pinocchio, like the living Pinocchio, has to say about this is, oh, I was so funny when I was a puppet. That's all he says.
You know, Xavier, he was funny, now he's not. He has to be a kid now, even though he doesn't want to grow up.
What'd you think of the lollipop scene?
Which one? The one with the... they all lick the same lollipop?
Yeah, they share a lollipop in prison.
I was confused. A lot of these scenes are very confusing.
Robert, they make no sense. It's tangerine, the flavor of passion.
I know, tangerine, yeah. It doesn't make any sense. How did he get it for starters? Like, isn't he meant to be this notorious, what?
There's so much shit constantly going on in this movie. Like, it just darts from one thing to another. So many different plot points that, like, don't really properly link with each other at all.
Yeah, like, does the princess or the witch ever... fairy ever...
he calls her the blue-haired fairy, even though she has purple hair.
You know, that's his wife.
What? In real life?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Look at that.
That's his real wife. In real life, that's his wife, so they got together.
Honestly, I highly recommend this movie. Like, this was one of the funniest bad movies I've watched in a long time. Like, it's just the Room level of genius. It's amazing.
And I recommend watching the dub version. It's just even funnier.
Is it?
Yeah, the dub version is worse. It's way worse.
Yeah, but I watched the Italian version. This movie is, like, it's just so good. I recommend this to anyone. It's so funny. Like, you get to see Pinocchio as a 50-year-old man running around and screaming for the whole movie while the most random shit happens before your eyes. And
the rats that are used instead of horses.
The movie the even fans. Gets repetitive at times. Like,
it is quite repetitive. I mean,
kind of like he gets sentenced to prison twice in the movie.
Yeah, that was a bit weird. I mean, the whole movie doesn't make sense if you step back and look at it.
Do you have anything else you want to say about this movie, Robert?
I recommend it totally.
Yeah, it's like so good.
Yeah, it's a one of a kind. It's probably, if you watch it, you might get into Italian movies. Who knows?
Why does Pinocchio even want to kill the cricket? Like, there's so much stuff that's never answered. It's just like, oh, because he is Pinocchio, he wants to do this.
Don't question it, Xavier. Just accept
it. It's just, like, the movie just has this don't question anything attitude to it. Like,
it doesn't explain.
Nothing makes sense. There are 5 fake-out deaths in the movie. Like,
yeah, they are, yeah.
There's some, like, Pinocchio's dad, Pinocchio's wife, and then Geppetto. He, like, dies.
They all die.
But they bring him back, and
the ending as well, when his dad is in the shark.
Yeah, they reunite in the shark.
It doesn't make any sense.
And then they're like, oh, I wish my son was still here because I loved him. And I'm like, no, you fucking didn't. You didn't love him for shit. Like, he caused, like, havoc. And then instead of going to school on, like, the 3rd day you had him, he ran away and then went to prison for 4 months.
Yeah.
While you were out looking for him the whole time.
But how did the dad get in the shark? I remember.
Don't you remember? Because, like, the blue-haired witch reveals that Pinocchio's dad was searching the world for Pinocchio for the whole 4 months he was away. And then for some reason, he decides to go on a boat out into the ocean and call his name. And then so many people just gathered around watching him, and then he gets eaten by a shark. Wait, no, he doesn't get eaten by a shark. He, like, the boat gets taken under. It gets, like, capsized.
Oh, is that why so many, like, shit remains are in the shark?
Yeah. What would you rate this movie, Robert?
Out of what?
10.
2.5.
This is such a hard movie to, like, rate, you know?
Yeah, it's,
like, I think it does have, like, a kind of charm to it, you know? Like, I think the movie does have a charm to it, and, like, it's an admirable quality. It's just not enough to save it. Because it's so stupid all the time. And it's really just so bad it's good.
It's pretty, it's so bad it's good. It's one of those movies.
Yeah, definitely. It's amazing.
It's amazing, Xavier. Okay, it's bad. But its scenes are stupid bad. You know what I mean?
Alright, so basically, that's it for Pinocchio. And I basically found this website, Robert, that you can, like, make lists of movies on.
Like, you can make recording?
You can make lists of movies. And what I'm going to do is, like, I'm going to keep a list of, like, every movie we talk about on the podcast, and then I'm going to rank them.
But
all right, so out of these movies, The best out of these movies was The Happening.
The Happening.
It was the least bad, you know, the most competent.
It goes Happening, Pinocchio, then Airplane Mode.
Yeah, that's exactly what I think. Yeah, the best so far is The Happening, and then Pinocchio's in the middle, and then Airplane Mode is the worst.
It'll be pretty hard to beat Airplane Mode.
Yeah, definitely. So, yeah, that's the ranking list so far, and I'm going to keep working on it. Like, there's a... But, yeah, it's weird that we both agree on that.
I mean, it's...
Yeah.
We've watched all of them, we know how bad...
Happening, Pinocchio, Airplane Mode.
Yeah.
All right, and for next time we do a podcast, Robert, which I think is going to be next month...
Yeah.
Right, what's your choice for the movie? What do you choose? Movies we're gonna add?
Wait, movies we're going to choose or movies we're going to add?
No, not to choose, to like add to the list, and then we do randomly.
Okay, so I want to add The Predator, the most recent Predator movie.
Wait, when did it come out?
I'll just search it up. Predator.
Right, so like... Robert's going to get to choose something, then I'm going to get to choose something, and then we're both going to choose something together.
Yep. The 2018 Predator.
Alright, the Predator 20... I have not heard of that before.
Yep.
Alright, the Predator 2018. Alright. And for my movie... I'm going to choose the movie that made $3,000 in box office. The Fanatic, starring John Travolta.
The Fanatic.
No, The Fanatic.
What pun?
Fanatic.
Fanatic.
Fanatic, like he's a Fanatic fan.
The Fanatic? Fanatic.
No, F-A-N-A-T-I-C.
Fanatic.
Yes, wait. Fanatic. Yeah. Yeah, that's getting added to the list.
Yeah, I'm gonna enjoy watching that.
Alright, and what's the third movie gonna be?
I haven't actually thought of a third movie to add.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, I mean... let's think of one now. What are some bad, terrible movies we've both seen?
Wrinkle in Time?
Oh my god.
You've added that, right?
No, I didn't add it.
What's that? That
it? Do you think we should? Yes, A Wrinkle in Time.
A Wrinkle in Time.
Okay, A Wrinkle in Time is the worst movie I've ever seen. It's hands down... Just... I've never seen anything worse than it. It is so... unimaginably bad. It is terrible in every way. And everything it does fails. I absolutely hate that movie.
It is
okay, so then we're going to add The Predator, The Fanatic, and A Wrinkle in Time to the list.
Yep.
And then we're going to choose three movies for random. For next time we do a podcast.
Right now or?
All right, so I guess that brings us to the end of this episode.
Yes, it does.
It's been real nice doing this, but we'll keep the Cinematic Failures podcast going.
Yeah, we will.
All right. Ending the recording now.
Yep.